Good morning and welcome back to Nachyomi. Today we're going to be learning together Mizmor Kuf Mem Gimel, the 143rd Psalm of the Book of Tehillim. This is really about the dark night of the soul. This Mizmor is a very dark Mizmor. It is comprised of 12 psukim and is basically divided into two sections. The first 6 psukim, the first half, is a call from the straits of distress, of persecution, and the last 6 psukim, Zion to Yudbeis, are a prayer to be saved from that situation. So pretty clear, pretty straightforward. The division in the Mizmor is clear because it works around the word Selah, which we know many times acts as some sort of punctuation, a period, a colon, a semicolon in the middle of the Mizmor. It is interesting that the first and second section begin with the same type of supplication. The end of the first pasuk is Aneni b'tzidkasecha, answer me in your righteousness. And the beginning of the seventh pasuk, which is the second section, is Maher Aneni Hashem, please hurriedly answer me Hashem. It's also interesting that the first and last pasuk of the first section are the same idea, where at the beginning he says, Shema tefilasi, listen to my supplication. At the end, he is Perasti yodai elecha, I spread out my hand to you. The spreading out the hand is also perhaps a hidden, veiled reference to the Kriyas Shema, which he is referring to at the beginning. In trying to understand the themes of this Mizmor, the Mishorer, this narrator, feels pursued and hunted by a cruel enemy. This enemy wants his downfall, and he really describes it graphically. From Psukim Gimel to Dalet, he describes Kiradaf Oyev Nafshi. This enemy is trying to get my soul. Dikola Aretz Chayosi. He pushes me down to the ground. Hoshivani b'machashakim k'meisei olam, and he places me in the dark chambers like the dead of the world. V'tisalef olai ruchi v'tzaychi yishlamem libi, and I'm getting faint and in this place. It is interesting. This person is chased, is pulled down, is placed in a cell, he's left to the netherworld to death. And he begs Hashem to release him from this and help escape this terrible and dark reality. He is begging to find out a way to get out of here, but it also may be that the way out may not just be the way to physical freedom, but also a way from the allures, away from the deception and the seductions of the enemies as well. It could be that the enemy's threat is not just physical, but also spiritual and emotional from which he is running. In trying to understand the events behind our Mizmor, it is interesting that the Malbim says this is connected directly to the previous Mizmor. In fact, there are many shared phrases between Mizmor Kuf Mem Beis and Kuf Mem Gimel. And the clear topic of Kuf Mem Beis was David HaMelech running from Shaul in the cave, and therefore it is in fact related to that. It is a continuation of that experience. However, Rashi and the Alshech say this is referring to the state of Israel in Galus in general. And in fact, the Alshech goes so far as to say that in Psukim Gimel to Dalet, with those graphic descriptions of being hunted down, each stage of the hunting is referring to a different nation of the four dominions, whether it be Bavel, Madai, Pras, Yavon, or Edom, the four nations which subjugate Israel being described in those four Psukim. Besatei Falai Ruchi, when I'm feeling faint, that refers to Edom, where it seems to be never-ending. There is another way to look at this, the Da'at Mikra suggests this, and that is that it could be referring to a person who is sick, a person is getting faint, a person is fighting a physical ailment, which is really bringing them to the edge of death, and therefore the enemy referred to over here may either be the gloating enemies, or metaphorically the enemies are the sickness, the circumstance that the person is found in. In fact, the way that Ibn Ezra describes this Mizmor is he says, you know, this is really more of a conversation, this Mizmor, between a person and their creator rather than a person and their enemies. He says that, you know, the real issue, the real crux of this Mizmor is Pasuk Beis, which is V'al tovoi b'mishpat es avdecha ki lo yitztach lofonecha kol chai. Don't come in judgment against your servant because no one will ever be righteous in front of you. And the idea is that humanity is fallible. We make mistakes all the time, and we make the same mistakes again and again and again, and we think we have the right answers and we don't have the right answers. And therefore, the Mishorer over here is really having more of a soliloquy with himself, or directing his direction to Hashem, where he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the predicaments I'm found in, please understand my humanity. Please understand the mistakes I made. Please understand how fallible I am. And this is a conversation with oneself, or a very close conversation, the dark night of the soul, with this Mishorer in that respect. In terms of places in our davening this appears, this Mizmor does not appear in our davening verbatim, but Pasuk Beis is used in an adapted fashion in the Slichos, which is V'al tovoi b'mishpat es avdecha, ki lo yitztach lofonecha chai, please don't come in judgment against your servant, because no one will ever be righteous in your eyes. And that is, in fact, quoted in Slichos a number of times. One pasuk in the spotlight, I found a very fascinating pasuk, which is pasuk Hey, where the Mishorer describes, after he's feeling faint of death, he says, Zacharti yomim mikedem hagisi b'chol po'alecha b'maaseh yadecha asacheach. That the person says that I remembered the days of old, I contemplated all your deeds, I spoke of the work of your hands. What is he remembering? What's this got? What does this have to do with anything? So the Radak explains that when I'm in these terrible predicaments, whenever I get through a very dark place, I'm in a very difficult situation in life, I look back at the times that you saved me. I look at the many, many times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you carried me, and those times offer me comfort. Rashi, adding to this, says, I remember the miracles you showed me, whether it be on a national scale or a personal scale. The Al-Sheikh, who understands that this is referring to Galus, says that no, what it means is, I remember the times when we used to be in the land of Israel. I remember when we had a base of Migdash. I remember when we had a nation state. I remember when things were just right, even though things aren't right now, and that offers me the comfort. However, the Malbim takes it in a different track, and he says, if you read this as a continuation of Pasuk Dalad, in which the Mishorer just describes that he says, I'm feeling faint inside, and the person is perhaps in a situation of dire predicament of death, a person is on their sick or deathbed, what could be said over here is a person looks back at their entire life. And they say at the end of their life, as they lay there on that bed, they look backwards and they say, you know, I'm going to talk about the times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in my life. The natural times, or the supernatural times, through Hashkocha Pratis, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged things, that things should work out. I'm going to look back at my life and see all those moments, all those pivotal decisions that needed to happen, all those, we'll call them coincidences, that coalesced at the right time in order to be able to facilitate that I got to now. And therefore, this mizmor, according to this way of looking at it, is less of a function of being able to change things, but perhaps to be able to look back and recognize the places HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in our hearts and in our lives. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.